Hello, friends. I've had really a rough month, a real rough month. I've had two chest infections. I've had four different courses of antibiotics and an X-ray. And the X-ray showed the shadow on the lung. The doctor thinks it's the shadow of an infection that's causing that. And I hope she's right. But I said, no, on the 18th, I've got to have another X-ray just to make sure. A nurse came to see me during the time. And she says, I'd like to take a few details. And first thing she did, she says, what's your weight? Well, I know I've been losing weight and I've lost a stone. So she says, oh, we'll soon overcome that. So she ordered some various fruit juices in a small cans. And I have to take one every day. She says, they're full of calories. Absolutely full of calories. And the dietitian, she came along and she examined, well, she didn't examine me, she spoke to me. And she said, I'm eating the right foods, but I'm not eating enough of them. So she told Mary and Kathy that the porridge I have had in the morning should be made with cream, and the soup I have at lunchtime should be creamed. And she says to me, eat as much as you can during the day, little things like small sausage rolls and party poppers. She says, keep chewing all day long. She says, never mind about a big meal. She says, that don't matter. She says, what you've got to do is to keep chewing. She says, I'll ring you in 6 weeks' time and see how you're doing. Well, I get along with the cream porridge and the soup. And I get along with the nuts and raisins. But I can't get used to the party poppers. Like cheese straws and things like them, I can't get used to them. So we'll have to just wait and see how things go. I think I'm improving the weight. I hope so. I feel a lot better anyway. The pains have all gone now. I had a lot of pain in the chest. They've gone. And I'm just waiting till the 18th so they can have this X-ray just to prove that everything is okay. I believe it is. That's enough about me. The weather's been as bad. Worse than me, really. It's been showers and showers and showers and showers. Sunshine and showers. I did manage to get out a couple of times, though, and the sunny weather and changed to sitting in the house. But I think I have one or two messages. And if I do, I'll catch up somehow. I don't like people to write me and I don't write them back. So I'll try and catch up in the next week or two. You'll have to forgive me if I forgot you. I've not forgotten you, really. It's just that I've not been on up to the scratch. Anyway, that's okay. And now for a joke. An Irishman, he loved his dog. He really did love his dog. He dreaded the day when he knew he did lose it. Anyway, the day dawned and he lost his dog. She died. He died on him. So he wondered how he could do something for him. He says, I know what I'll do. I'll see the Catholic priest and ask him if he'll say a mass for him. So he saw the priest and he says, could you say a mass for my dog, Father? The priest said, I'm sorry, we don't do masses for animals. So he says, but there's some Presbyterians just up the road. They might be able to help you. So the man says, do you think so? He says, well, try them. He says, Father, he says, do you think 2,000 euros would be a reasonable price to pay for their trouble? Man, he says, be jeepers, why didn't you tell me the dog was a Catholic? See you again sometime. Cheerio.